This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council on Thursday again delayed a vote on a watered-down resolution to deliver desperately needed aid to Gaza, a revision backed by the United States, while other countries support a stronger text that would include the now-eliminated call for the urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and Hamas. The revised draft resolution was discussed behind closed doors for over an hour by council members not long after it was circulated, because there were significant changes. Many said they needed to consult their capitals before a vote, which is now expected Friday. The Israeli military campaign in Gaza, experts say, now sits among the deadliest and most destructive in history. It's just over 2 months. The offensive has wreaked more destruction than the razing of Syria's Aleppo between 2012 and 2016, Ukraine's Mariupol, or proportionally the Allied bombing of Germany in World War II. It has killed more civilians than the U.S.-led coalition did in its three-year campaign against the Islamic State group. Prague's police chief says a lone gunman opened fire in a university, killing at least 14 people, injuring 25 more. Police in the Czech Republic's interior ministry say the gunman in the mass shooting Thursday is also dead. Authorities have not released the shooter's name, but the police chief says he was a student at the university. Police officers sealed off the square and evacuated the philosophy department building of Charles University, where the shooting took place. Authorities are searching the area, including the building's balconies, for explosives. A letter sent to embassy staff and seen by the Associated Press says that France will close its diplomatic mission in Niger following this summer's coup in the West African nation and a souring of relations between the two countries. The news that the embassy in Niger's capital is to close comes as France prepares to withdraw its last remaining